It's been rocked once or twice since we've been out there.
Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting Monday, May 17th, 4 p.m.
They do snow removal. They do a good job.
Call and go to get started and do that. I'll get it.
I haven't heard.
Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting starts at 4:10 on May 17th, 2010.
Yeah, well, they'll call and do it.
Mark, are you ready?
Hell, they have one of my turns.
I guess so.
Call meeting to order. Mr. Stan, join me in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the east wall near the entrance to the County Board of Commissioners room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Would you call a roll, please?
Buskay?
Here.
Rohde?
Here.
McNair?
Here.
Gomez?
Here.
McLarty?
Here. Thank you. Moving on now to the approval of minutes of our previous meeting, which you all have received a copy. Your pleasure.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the minutes as printed. Any comments, additions, deletions? Call and roll.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Buskay?
Yes.
Thank you. The next item, Rosie Warder is ill today, so she is unable to attend, and this item will appear on the next agenda. Next item, commissioners to consider funding a contract of, well, that was Rosie, okay. Next item is Chad. You don't look like Chad.
No, I'm Justin.
Oh.
I replaced Chad.
Oh.
He had another meeting.
Look a little taller.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully a lot better than what
that's. Up to you, sir.
4:30.
We're going to open bids for C Avenue. I don't know.
4:30. I'm sorry. My mistake. It says 4:30 here.
Okay.
Attorney told me I have to wait till 4:30.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
She's kind of a stickler on those things. All right, so we'll go on to the next item, which is approving payroll claims. They've been reviewed. There were no discrepancies on payroll.
So moved to approve.
Second it.
Motion made and seconded to approve payroll claims. Call and roll.
McNair?
Here.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Buskay?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
Next item is to approve accounts payable. They've been reviewed. Just minor corrections in one case, we have some people that have added gratuity onto their food bills. They will not be paid, so that's been scratched. I think that's about the only change.
So moved to pay the.
I'll second it.
Claims.
Motion made and seconded to pay claims as presented. Questions? Call and roll.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Buskay?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Okay, the next item under advice of our attorney, the members were to sign an amendment to Section 518. It's already been signed once. So this is, she says there's no need to sign a second time. So that's been dropped under her advice. Next item is a motion to approve with the chair to complete a proclamation for America's Disabilities Act. You all received a copy. Would you like me to read it or take my word?
I'll take your word.
I read it.
I got it.
Okay. Need a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the proclamation of the recommitment of the America's Disability Act.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to have the chair sign and approve the, and with that, the approval of the American Disability Act resolution. Questions? Call roll.
McLarty?
Yes.
Biscay?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNear?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
Okay, next item is to approve bid for the upgrade of the energy efficiency in the courthouse property committee.
The property committee recommends the second lowest bidder, the 18 in Sausage City. Joan, I apologize, I didn't bring my bid sheet with me.
$97,500, is that?
$97,378.
Tony, do you have it?
I... No, I wish we had it here. Yeah, sorry, here's it. Yes, $97,378.
I think it was roughly $2,300 higher.
Difference, you mean?
Yeah.
Difference, $2,378 difference between the first and second bidder.
I believe Kim reviewed the documents, and we do have the right to refuse any and all bids. It doesn't have to be low bid, even though it's a federal grant project.
Say that again?
We have the right to refuse any and all bids. Even though this is a federal grant project, we do not have to go with low bid.
Okay, so you're recommending then to reject all bids and rebid?
No. Recommending the second lowest bid, which is the 18 in Sausage City. It's a local contractor. We felt like service would be a big issue.
Okay, you're rejecting the low bid because you have evidence of past experience, workmanship with a second low bid? And because of past experiences, do you think you'll get a better...
Service is a major issue.
Past services speaks.
Okay. Absolutely.
Right. And I mentioned the last meeting, you know, I think as a taxpayer of this county, I mean, I inclined to give it to him, and also another $2,300 saving. When you have someone locally here, you know, you have a problem, it's easy to get a hold of them, it's easy to get them there at the moment. You have the problem, they had somebody from somewhere else, and at least that's my experience, so that's why we talk about that.
Okay.
I'll go along with Tony. I'd rather have somebody out of our county, a taxpayer that's paying taxes. That's the reason why I questioned some of it, some of the others that were way away that had nothing here.
Was that a motion on your part?
That's my motion.
Okay.
Seconded.
Motion made and seconded that we accept the second lowest bid on the energy efficiency based upon prior service and availability. Questions from the board? Questions from the public? Call roll.
Biscay?
I'm going to abstain from that because my relative.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNear?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes. Next item is approval or the acceptance of the resignation of Alan Boyd from Veteran Service Officer. We had the letter 2 weeks ago, so now we need to act on the acceptance.
I'll make a motion to accept Al Boyd's resignation.
Second that.
Motion made and seconded to accept his resignation. Questions? Call roll.
Rohde. I was wondering, Bill, if we shouldn't kind of tell why Al submitted his resignation.
I did at the last meeting, but I'll repeat it. He's accepted a job in Colorado.
Wyoming.
Wyoming?
Yeah.
Well, it's close.
Wyoming.
Okay. So he has moved, or he's leaving the area and going to a different job in a different state, so that's the reason. Call roll, or did we?
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Buskey?
Yes.
Next item we have here is authorization to use private contractors for road repairs. Discussion or?
Yeah, I had that put on there because I talked, when we had our meeting here 2 weeks ago, you know, I said that if we could get somebody to come in and do it for the same price as what we're doing it, and then that'd keep our men going. I talked to Billy about it. Now, I said something to Fred today about it. You know, I didn't say anything to him, but I'd like to have that where the board says that if we can get somebody in here to do a road with the same budget money that we're going to pay out, or, you know, and then pretty close, that we can go ahead and do it, is what I'm getting at. Okay?
I think the idea is good. You know, we talked about it 2 weeks ago. A lot of our 1 and 6 year projects takes 2 or 3 guys off our roads, puts them on these projects. Other roads suffer, all these mile or 5 mile stretch of roads are being done. And Fred's plugged in contractor prices in our 1 and 6 year plan. We have budget money to cover those. I guess I feel like Dick, if we can get a contractor to cover those projects for our budgeted amount or less, we can keep our guys going on our maintainers and get the work done that needs to be done and prioritize these little road projects.
I feel the same way.
Right, we're talking about privatizing road repair rather than road work.
We'll keep our road department going, and we'll hire private contractors and maybe bid out those projects. As like Bill said, as long as they stay within the money of allocation of our what it would cost us to do them ourselves, you know, we're gonna get the roads in better shape. Our roads are in terrible shape right now, and Fred needs all this manpower to go out and maintain roads.
Okay, just for the sake of the public, you're contracting special projects, not the road service.
Not road service.
Right?
Snow removal, grading of the roads, and graveling maintenance, the county road department will still do. What we're talking about is hiring someone to come in and work the projects that are on the 1 and 6 year road program and get those projects done so our crews can stay at what they're doing.
Okay. Any other discussion? No, just what? I've lost my train of thought. Do we have a motion and a second on this, or are we just discussing?
I'll make a motion that to authorize the use of private contractors and to leave it up to the road committee to accept those bids and to authorize those repairs as needed.
I'll second that.
Okay. Clarification. Before anybody is contracted to do it, has to be approved by this board. Are we leaving the decision strictly up to the road committee and the road
supervisor?
Fred.
Yeah. I need clarification.
That was the way I went. I motioned to be, because I think that will expedite some of these issues, because if we're, you know, meeting like we are now, and if it has to come to full board approval, and it just lengthens out the time of getting those repairs done. And I think we've got a good, with Bill's past experience as road supervisor and with Dick being on the road department, and Fred is very good at what he does and building roads and knowing the costs. I believe that we can leave that decision up to them.
Okay. Is that the general consensus? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to go to the attorney. All right. If a project is over a certain limit, does it have to be approved by the board before to do it legally?
It depends on what it's for. If the cost is estimated at $5,000 or more, but less than $20,000, if practicable, then they would secure at least 3 informal bids. $20,000 or more.
$20,000 or more, you have to bid it out. Okay.
The majority of our work will be less than that.
Right.
Less than 5,000?
Less than 20.
Yeah.
Anything less than 20, we could use that system.
If it's just for materials and exceeds 10,000, then it would have, for example, gravel for roads or repairing, erecting, and constructing bridges and approaches or culverts, the board would have to let to the lowest responsible bidder per statute.
Is that a state statute?
Well, it's only right. I mean, can I get a copy of that?
Yeah.
It's not very readable, but I can
I'll get it
forward it to you.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, is that...
Well, if it has to meet state statutes, then we'll have to go by that and let the bids.
Using the, what you just, the motion and second.
Right.
And we add within state statutes. Is that...
It's fine.
Is that acceptable?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that acceptable? All right. We're clear. All right, any other questions or comments? Call roll.
Rohde?
Yes.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Viscay?
Yes.
Next item has been dropped. We will not change the membership of the budget committee, so that remains the same. We still don't have 4:30, so we'll go on to committee reports.
Met with the LEC, and progress is still going along real well. Life form is all done, and they're pouring concrete.
That's good. Anything else? Anybody? I would point out that as far as the jail is concerned, on April the 23rd, the jail was found to be in full compliance. All the things that were listed by the fire marshal and by jail standards, all those have been met and have been corrected. So it was voted in full compliance. Also, the request to add 5 more beds to the jail was approved. So they've been set up and they're operating, just so you're up to date on the jail. Okay. And we still have 2 minutes. Who has the bids?
Also, there won't be planning and zoning meeting for May.
Okay. Thank you. Well, does anybody want to do a little tap dance or community sing?
Start doing it, Bill. Get at it.
No, not me.
We'll watch it.
About 30 years ago, my wife told me in church, "Don't you sing." So I, being the obedient husband, I don't sing in church anymore. Secret to a successful marriage.
I should have brought
them. I'm kicking myself in the butt.
I had them. I just
didn't bring them. And I have them sitting here.
No. Four. No. 5, I think. 5.
Fred, probably knows more about it.
Fred, you want to open the bids for us?
Go ahead. All right, it's 4:30. We now can move forward with the... Will Chad fill in?
Chad.
Chad
fill in right there.
Down here.
Thank you.
Since it's 4:30 and we patiently waited, we'll open bids for the C Avenue paving improvements project. I think there was 5 bids submitted. We'll open them in the order that they were received. First bid received was from Sioux City Engineering. They did have a 5% bid bond. Total bid section A is $454,319.15.
You know what your estimate was on this?
I don't know. I was thinking that if I didn't look before.
What was that?
It
was
454,319.15.
And Brent thought the estimate was 560.
The construction estimate is 589,600.
589? Yeah.
600.
Second bid received was from Mark Albanicious, Inc. They had a 5% bid bond. Total bid of bid section A, $484,813.78. Next bid was from Concrete Specialty. They had a 5% bid bond. Total bid section A, $488,760.30. Next bid is from Gill Construction. They had a 5% bid bond. Total bid section A, $446,130.52. $446,130.52. Thank you. Last bid received, Steve Harris Construction. Percent bid bond. Total bid section A, $455,568.84. $455,568.84.
Well, they're all competitive.
All really close bids. Peter's, the apparent low bidder is Gill Construction with a bid of $446,130.52. Take that and review them, make sure all the math is correct.
It's about $8,000 different than the second bidder.
I think that knowing the track record of Gill Construction, I'd make a motion to accept Gill's bid at $446,130.52 and let these guys review and make sure that the figures are all right. But that's my motion.
Second.
Okay. Any? Right.
What's
that? The second over here?
Yeah.
The motion made and seconded to accept the Gill bid of $446,130.52. Questions from the board? Questions from the public? Call roll.
Do you want to do it pending the review, or do you... The review of the numbers just to make sure that the math is correct.
Say again?
Do you want to award it pending the review of the numbers just to make sure the math is correct on the bid form?
Rick?
Is that what you guys
did?
That's what I, that's okay. My intent.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Tony?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. Yes. Now call roll.
McNair?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Muskay?
Yes.
Brody?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Nice to have you here, Chad. Come back again.
He's got the bids.
Justin?
Yes, review.
Do you have the bids?
Yes, review.
But he's going to have to review them, so.
Okay.
Do you want copies of them before?
That's what I'd like to have.
Okay.
Can
I'll
copy?
Hang out. So.
Beard will seven.
Yeah, but he had Billy Fire.
We now reach that point of public comment. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to address the board about an issue that was not on the agenda?
Actually, it was on the agenda, but it wasn't on the agenda. The Americans with Disabilities Act, if any of you have ever read it, it's not really crystal clear what it's saying. Is there someone in the county that a business or a public office can go to ask questions about conforming to it?
I don't have an answer for that, so.
Why don't
I'm sorry.
You can make a bring back tomorrow.
Can we get an answer?
I think Joan is looking.
I'm sure we can.
Because I think people need to have a place to go. It's you can't read it and tell whether or not you have to comply or what you have to do to comply. They really need someone here that they can refer their questions to. So we could get an answer to that. Not right this minute, but that would be nice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else would like to address the board? Any emergency business? None? Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Seconded.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn this meeting. Call roll.
Gomez?
Yes.
Lafleur? Bousquet? Okay.
Yeah. No.
Well, you can stick around if you like.
Stay here till 7 if you want.